T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. Angelo Cataldi off today, off the next 2 weeks, actually. He's resting up before football season, obviously. 6:02 on the WIP Morning Show with Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes, and Keith Elaine Jones to my right. Keith, good morning, sir.
What's happening, guys?
Nice to have you in. Were you just down the Bahamas, little vacation?
I was. I'm back to reality now. But oh. What a great time. I love that place.
You've told me to go down Atlantis, right?
Yeah.
Many times?
You know, you're going to spend. You're going to spend. Al's talking about the $99 for the boxing match. I'm thinking that sounds pretty good to me. Yeah. After getting back from there, but it's I've been going for 25 years now. Every year my wife and I have went, and we have a great time every time.
That's so great, man.
Yeah, all good.
Well, some people had a little vacation of their own yesterday, especially around 1:41 in the afternoon, because that was time.
I watched it.
Everybody scurried outside.
Our glasses worked good.
Yeah, they did. They were great.
They really did.
I gave mine to the guy downstairs, the security guard.
Nice.
And I was at CSN when it happened. And I had to tape some stuff for a 700-level show, and I'm talking to some people. And then all of a sudden, I look around, and everybody's gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one at work anymore. And I look out the window, and I see everyone lined up outside the Wells Fargo Center, staring up into the sky, and they were passing glasses around. So, hey, take a look. So people were looking up, and then I come inside, and we'll let you hear some of the audio for the way people reacted. The Eagles reacted to it. Players from the Eagles reacted to it. A woman from the Weather Channel, and Rhea saw this too, was crying.
It was the I was sitting there. I was watching with a friend, and it's on in the background. I kind of had my back turned to it, and I turned around. I go, is she crying? It was handled that. I began to watch the Weather Channel because the way they were handling it was like it was the Super Bowl.
Exactly. It was their Super Bowl. That was a great way. That's a great way to put it.
Oh, dear goodness.
It was I couldn't ridiculous. Believe what I was hearing. And you guys know John Bork well.
Yes.
And I'm working at this point. I'd actually gone out. And I actually enjoyed it. I actually thought it was pretty cool. I said yesterday that I thought it was stupid. But I will say this. I was seduced by the eclipse. I thought it was pretty wild. I did not cry. I more went out to like mock it, but I ended up like staring up and going, "Oh, that's pretty wild." And I forget somebody handed me glasses. I took a look for a second. I went, "All right, that's legit."
It's a great example of what the media does, because they made a decision to make it into a huge deal. And for days, all I heard about was the Great American Eclipse. I mean,
Canadian.
That, I don't know. Did it hit Canada,
oh,
too?
Oh, man, or? It was big there.
Okay, so anyway, the way it was brought on, it made me want to, you know, check this out. And then, in all my disappointment later, I'm watching the 6 o'clock news, and on ABC, they announced that there's going to be another one in 7 years.
2024, I guess, is
but
the next
But I kept hearing
one.
All day that
it
the...
It was once in a... Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I couldn't... And well, all of a sudden, whole, an hour not, and a half yeah. later.
Well, yeah, 2024.
Yeah, but they...
Oh, I no, wait, it, yeah, because my... No, because my daughter put on her Facebook, she's going to an event, and it was that year, like in wherever
well,
it's going to be.
Well, I heard 214 years before the next one will happen. And
they fudge these numbers.
Well, we had what did we have, 80% that we saw?
We had 80%.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah.
I think Jackson
cool,
Hole had the biggest one. They had like 100%.
Wow. It went dark, right?
It was really cool.
I did see that.
Yeah. I did notice it was a little dark outside. And that's really
cloudy. Well, it was cloudy, which you didn't want.
Like, no,
if the clouds that was a problem.
Felt so
that
bad.
Was a problem.
One
the
of our,
clouds came in.
Yeah. I felt so bad because one of the guys went outside to set up a camera for time lapse, and it was just clouds.
Yeah. No,
yeah, you got. So we got lucky though. There was a few openings in the clouds, which didn't look like there was going to be. When
I didn't go outside. I was having too much fun watching the Weather Channel because it was so utterly ridiculous.
It was, and the nice thing was people were sharing. It would look like a Coke commercial.
Yep.
People were
brought
sharing.
Us all together.
what
a world. What a world.
Like give the world the
whole,
a smile.
The whole world's at odds over Democrats and Republicans and Trump and this guy. And then they all share glasses to watch the eclipse.
It's a beautiful thing, Al.
Even the Donald was out looking at the
without
eclipse.
The glasses for a while.
Well, his were nice, too.
Then he got nice glasses.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to be the president. It is. To be the president.
Yeah. No, it was pretty wild, and I know everybody was into it. Here's how you really know that people were into it. Like, people weren't tweeting about it because
they were actually watching something.
They were busy staring at something other than the screen of their phone.
When does that ever happen?
Never.
Well, they were trying to take pictures.
They were trying. I took one.
Yeah, everybody. They took selfies.
Yeah, I took a selfie.
Well, I guess they're millennials or whatever. I call them maronials.
You don't know what they call you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Moron is my name.
Old O'Neill.
And they like, you got to get a picture of them in front of the eclipse. I'm like, yeah. You know what? There's certain things that are bigger than you.
No, that was not the most. But
that was my exact tweet. And I'm a millennial. I'm a millennial or whatever you said, Al. I'm a millennial by like 3 months. And I was like, what's the most millennial thing I could do? So I took a selfie with the eclipse, and then I tweeted that same thing. Most millennial thing I could do, take a selfie with the eclipse. And then Les Bowen.
The best. Ever.
It was hysterical.
It was fantastic.
Les Bowen goes, the only way to make it more millennial, Mark, is if you hold an avocado in your other hand. So Les definitely got me there on Twitter. But it was crazy. It really did kind of shut down everything for a couple hours. People were trying to really it shut things down for about 15 minutes. People were really invested in 15 minutes and went outside, looked at it, and it was pretty cool.
I gotta say that.
Why is that? Oh, you see creeping?
Creeping in. It was kind of cool to see that. But it's how long it took. It took much longer than I thought it was going to take.
Well, we have somebody, Al, that is going to give us the play-by-play, and she's very emotional while she did it. Now, I didn't know this, but the woman on the Weather Channel that you and I are referencing was a local talent here?
Well, it depends. There was also a woman in Jackson Hole who was also crying. But there was one woman on there. I thought her name was Maria something, and I think she used to be on Channel 10. She just looked familiar.
Okay. Donahue?
Maria Donahue works here, Al. She doesn't work at the Weather Channel.
You never know anyone's name, and then you just blurt that out.
He sees the emails.
One Maria who used to work locally here, but then there was another woman in Jackson Hole who was crying.
Oh, man.
Well, I have audio that I recorded yesterday while it was going on. And again, this is how it happened. I just kind of pick my head up. I look around. No one's at work anymore. I look out the window, and everyone's just lined up out there. Then maybe after people started coming in, I hear our friend John Boric just laughing hysterically. And I'm like, huh? And I look up, and I couldn't hear the TV from where I was, but I saw he was watching the TV, and he's just like, are you guys seeing this? This woman's crying over this, and he's laughing. And I go up, and now it's like five of us huddled around the TV, and we're all just, wow, that emotion invoked by the eclipse, it's insane to me. But, I mean, I will say this. For someone that thought it was stupid originally, it was actually pretty cool. I'm glad I actually walked outside.
You know why she cried?
Why is that?
It's one of the first times that the weather people have actually been right about something. It did happen. It happened.
You make a fine point.
My God.
So, of course, we want to get people's reactions to the eclipse. And actually, we're going to base our contest of the day around the eclipse. And Rhea came up with this. So the eclipse was something, by a lot of people's standards, was a little overhyped. And Jonesy, you even said that, 7 years we're supposed to get another one?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they build it up to you as if it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime type thing. And I think there's one aspect of it that's once-in-a-lifetime. Like, we got a 80% eclipse. We're not getting 100%, whatever. So I want to know, what are the most overhyped things we've experienced? This could be a player. Mm. This could be a coach. This could be an event like the eclipse itself. What are overhype things that we've experienced in our time here? 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phone. That'll get you through. Here's what you're playing for today. We got another pair of tickets to Bud and Burgers to see the Phillies and the Cubs play Saturday, August 26th. That's this Saturday, 7.05 p.m. I'll be there hanging out with you at the Budweiser rooftop deck. There's giveaways up there for fans 21 and older. Bud Light specials, Budweiser specials in general, burgers. It's going to be an awesome time. For tickets, go to phillies.com. Then we also have a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryant hunting, fishing, and loving every day tour with special guests Brett Eldredge and Greg Campbell. So check that out. Taking place Friday, September 8th. At Citizens Bank Park, tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And we have another four-pack of tickets to Joe Conklin's Comedy Night, Joe welcomes national comedy headliners this and every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. at Parks Casino at Ben Sale. And this week's guest headliner is comedian Mr. Darkchild. Get your tickets at parkscasino.com. All you got to do is tell us what is overhyped, what has been overhyped at 888-729-9494, pound 9494 under AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phone. Another interesting thing happened yesterday, though. Eagles had a joint practice with the Dolphins. That got underway, press conferences galore. It was pretty wild. Charles Barkley was there, looking svelte. Charles looked like he lost a couple of pounds.
He was going to a fat farm.
That farm worked. So good for Chuck, because he was looking a little big for
a
while.
Sometimes you got to stay on the farm.
Well, he looks like he stayed on for some time, because he definitely looked like he lost a lot of weight. But there was an interesting scenario. Doug Peterson running the practice for the Eagles, and then just across the way, Adam Gase. A guy that could have very well had the job and be the Eagles head coach right now, but instead took a job with the Dolphins, ended up not having a second interview with the Eagles. But Adam Gase was right there. Doug Peterson looking across the sidelines at a guy that could have had his job. And if he did, Doug Peterson probably is still, an offensive coordinator in Kansas City?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like people were banging down his door before the Eagles hired him, as we've pointed out many times over the last year. But Gase took a team that was 6-10 with the Dolphins and took him to be 10-6. Peterson took a 7-9 team and had them go 7-9. But if you were to reverse the roles, would Gase have had a better year last year, you think? There was a couple of things that Gase had going his way. First and foremost, I mean, he knew his starting quarterback from the get-go. This year, he did. You know, his guy got injured, Tannehill, and they went out and got a guy that he already knew very well, and Jay Cutler. So I want to have a little conversation with everybody today about buyer's remorse. Did the Eagles make the right decision? And we'll explore that as the show goes on today. Also, yesterday, this broke during the show. Rhea handed me this news. Roger Goodell, deep in negotiations for a contract extension with the NFL owners as the commissioner. Guy that took over in 2006. And you got to think, is the most universally despised executive in sports.
Well, yeah. Al, is that true?
Well,
more than Bettman.
I think more than Bettman.
Bettman in Canada is what Goodell is here.
Okay.
Which makes sense, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I would think, but
they both have been.
And Canadians like everybody. Yeah, I mean, so that has to elevate it a little bit.
That's true. Yeah, that's a point. Jonesy?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And they're both hated because they've done remarkably good work.
Well, just think about Goodell. You think of the owners that he has gone after.
Yeah.
Two of the biggest recently.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that he's going to get an extension is surprising to me.
Not to me. Not the money they make.
Still just the money.
Money trumps.
We all know that the NFL is making ridiculous money, right?
Yeah.
Everyone realizes that. I'm going to get into the specifics with you because it is astounding as to what the NFL is able to pull in under Roger Goodell's tenure. And we talked about
they've doubled everything.
Tripled in some cases.
Yeah.
It is really, I mean,
you can't fire a guy that's making you. You have two wallets in now instead of one.
Yeah, and if this guy is telling you, Al, that he's going to make you $10 billion more dollars over the next 10 seasons. Yeah.
Where do I sign?
Exactly. So we'll get into the specifics of those coming up in a few. And then also, Phillies have that twilight doubleheader going on today.
Yeah, we need to send somebody there. We need a volunteer.
You're not giving away tickets out. You're sending someone there. Is that what you're saying?
We don't have tickets.
In other words, if you're going already,
send somebody and make them go.
We want somebody to bring a 10-year-old and see what it's like.
Oh my god!
No iPad.
The kid better have a battery on that cell phone. One of the best things they do in those boxes there, they have the chargers.
Yes. Oh, they do.
One of the smartest things they've done.
Yeah.
Although apparently you're not allowed to bring a guy called us. Didn't he call us on Friday and say he had to bring his kid's iPad back from the Eagles game?
Yeah, he can't
bring
those.
He wasn't allowed
in.
To bring it in.
Bring a phone.
He wanted to take pictures. The kid wanted to use the iPad to take pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
And I bought a new iPad. Yes.
Al lost his iPad.
It's a terrible feeling. Did you get the newest one? Did you get a bigger one?
No.
You didn't want the same old one, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was going to ask you about that, Al.
I got a red cover on it so I don't lose it.
Attaboy, Al.
Good hustle, Al. Good hustle. So we'll get into all that and more. Now, here's your guest list today. Howard Eskin joins us at 7 o'clock. He'll break down everything that had to do with Charles Barkley being at practice. Also,
he gave out solar glasses, 100 of them, in the Eagles locker room.
So
Howard?
Referencing Twitter, Dave Zingaro actually burned Howard Eskin on Twitter yesterday. Did you see how Howard was dressed?
Yes. Like Big Bird?
Dave said
pimp on Sesame Street.
Which one of these doesn't belong? No?
Yeah. Dave's line was Howard Eskin just blinded the sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we'll talk to Howard at 7 o'clock. Alex Deneau, who's a great radio host from Miami, works for our sister station, WQAM. He'll give us the background on the Dolphins, and if there's anyone there we need to be worried about, not named Ndamukong Suh.
Byron Maxwell.
Yeah. Oh, we have audio from Byron Maxwell that is just... We came to know him well in his brief time in Philadelphia.
We usually came to know the back of his jersey well.
The back of his jersey. And that
he was chasing somebody down that he wasn't going to catch.
That and his awkward smile when they rattled off the statistics to him about how he got burnt many, many times. He's like, oh, no way. Really? Oh, that's amazing. So we'll get into that. And also Todd Zielecki will join us at 9 o'clock, talk some Phillies with us. If you want to jump on the line, 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.